Thank you, Dr. Ma, for that very interesting perspective from China. Our next speaker is Ambassador Magno. The floor is yours.
Thank you. It doesn't work, it did. Thank you, Mr. Sertner. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank my friend and colleague, Rafael Matera, who helped me in drafting some ideas to make this presentation for you. Rafael works in the National Civil Aviation Agency of Brazil, and he's sitting right in the second row of the room. Jane Hooper had said that the colloquium is a good opportunity to provided by ICAO to make the whole community of aviation to catch up with ideas and with the work of ICAO that we are doing here. It's a good moment for us to have listened to good new ideas, opportunity for discussions, and especially a good element to fit in our work in the assemblies. And as you know, the assembly will be in the 37th assembly will be in a few months. Having said that, I would like to comment also on, as we have already heard here, the growth of airline business and the evolution of the global economy and the efforts that have to be done in the national and regional efforts to achieve good results in tackling with climate change. Brazil has had a good development of the economy these last years, and we were not, almost not affected by the financial downturn that we had since 2008. So increasingly people are using aviation to travel in Brazil and to other places out of the country. What's important for us is to try to harmonize a sustainable economic growth with the effective protection of environments. And this is a very difficult task, especially for developing countries. We understand that controlling global warming requires a collective effort. The commitments made under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, must be fully implemented on an urgent basis. To that end, financial and technological assistance have to reach developing countries. Likewise, longer time frames should be applied, enabling these countries to take their share, always in light of the principles of the common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities, CBDR as they are known. So access to resources is a key for this group of nations to develop in the right way, in the sustainable way. Aviation impact on climate change is small because aircrafts are efficient, and we have heard this also this morning. And the airspace system itself is very efficiently managed. This is the very essence of aviation industry. Those who defy these basic principles stay aground in this business. The aviation sector also benefits from the fact that it is one of the most regulated in the whole economic system, and this is useful and this is good for to make the air transportation safer, cleaner, and less expensive. In order to promote sustainable growth for aviation sector, it is necessary to work on a few on new technologies and standards, mainly alternative fuels. As you know, Brazil has a lot of experience in this area of alternative fuels, and we think that we can contribute a lot for this effort. We have had in Rio, in end of 2009, the conference on aviation and alternative fuels in November 2009. And there, we emphasized the use of sustainable alternative fuels as an important way to reduce aviation emissions. Well, now I would like to very quickly try to answer the question that was asked us, what would my action plan be to address environmentally sustainable project? First of all, there should be a strong commitment in reduction of greenhouse gases emissions. As I said earlier in this presentation, it is a collective effort that will put in action and will have to be developed under the multilateral climate regime. We are talking about climate change, in fact. We're not talking basically about aviation, but aviation and climate change. The second thing that I would do would to be sure that we have heavier and heavier investments to allow more efficient aircraft technologies, and using also in this with these investments the research on sustainable alternative fuels. Basic in all that is the exchange of information and best practices, and in particular to reach a common definition of sustainability requirements. This is being worked already, and I'll be talking to you in a few moments about good news in Brazil. On the operational side, this is a third idea, we should also reduce the barriers to enable an implementation of new air traffic management concept. The idea of these new technologies and new air traffic management concept is basic to have better routes and to have safer ways to displace from one place to another using as little fuel as possible. Last but not least is a fourth idea. I think that it is very important that the action plans from countries should be developed and created as quickly as possible. There should be a national aviation policy considering environmental issues. This coordination will make it possible for each state to come to ICAO and to other fora and have a strong position and a strong way to collaborate in the general effort. I would like to make an announcement here about a very, very positive thing that happened 2 days ago, in fact. In Brazil, in São José dos Campos, which is the city where Embraer has its main factories, on the 6th of May, that is some days ago, there was a creation of the Brazilian Alliance for Aviation Biofuels is now in place. It's a group that is made up by airlines, biofuel researchers, biomass producers, and aviation manufacturers. For those who have some ideas of companies and entities in Brazil, I would say that the companies that are involved are Algae Biotechnology, Amyris Brazil, the Brazilian Association of Jatropha Producers, the Brazilian Airspace Industry Association, Azul Brazilian Airlines, Embraer, Gol Airlines, TAM Airlines, Trip Airlines, and the Brazilian Sugarcane Industry Association. These are top companies and entities in Brazil, and it's sure we have for sure that they are going to make a good contribution to this general effort that we are dealing with. Of course, in the future there will be other Brazilian companies, and sometime in the future this effort will be opened also to foreign companies who want to participate. This is an idea that I would like to share with you to show that Brazil has a speech, but also has ways and is doing acts, facts that will contribute to our general effort here. Before I finish, I would like to once again thank you very much for being able to participate in this event. Congratulate CAPE, which is the central motor in ICAO that deals with environment, and say once again that this is a good opportunity for us to listen, understand, and discuss in an informal way, and for that I thank you very much for your time.